I think that the worst piece of legislation that I've seen is H.R. 3813, hypocritically named the Securing Annuities for Federal Employees Act. There's nothing about this particular bill that helps federal employees or federal retirees. In fact, it's just the opposite. It forces current and future retirees to pay more today to get less tomorrow.
Now, you're asking your members to engage in a lobbying campaign. Are you hopeful that that will help, or do you feel like the lines maybe are already drawn and the members who are going to support this are going to support it, and the ones who will support your position will support your position?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that there are some in Congress that don't bat an eye when slashing the pay and retirement of millions of middle-class federal workers is the topic. But threats to threaten to shut down the government over asking millionaires to contribute a little bit more. So I think it's pretty clear, who we expect to vote for and against this.
But do you think there is anybody in Congress, any members on either side of the aisle that can be moved either direction, or are you going to get what you're going to get?
Well, I think we need to make our arguments to make sure that they understand our position, to show them the dollars and cents effects on federal employees, to also make them understand and to make sure that they understand that 85% of the federal workforce works outside the beltway. And when you start reducing federal employees' retirement and pay benefits, it has a direct impact on those local economies in those small rural communities across the rest of the nation where these people live. So it's not just a matter of punishing federal employees by giving them a smaller retirement. You're also punishing these local communities where these folks live and are going to be spending those dollars or not spending those dollars if they have less money to spend.
Your letter to members of Congress includes this passage: these cuts will undoubtedly lead to downsizing at federal agencies and will likely lead to federal employee layoffs. Just to play devil's advocate for a moment, a lot of people expect that anyway. Do you think there's potential here for an even bigger situation than people are forecasting right now?
Well, I think there's a lot of the federal workforce is eligible to retire. About 40% of the current workforce is eligible to retire over the next 4 to 5 years, I believe. So a lot of those folks are sitting on the sidelines looking to see what Congress has got in store for them. When they see these types of bills and legislation offered that continue the attack on federal employees, it makes it much more difficult for these folks to continue to get up in the morning and go to work every day and contribute to the goods and services that the federal government provides the taxpayers of this nation. You know, the more Congress targets federal employees, the more likely it is that our highly skilled and experienced federal employees will seriously give thought to leaving the workforce and head for the private sector. That can lead to essentially a brain drain, a skill drain, and the government could find itself, not being able to make good on the promise to the taxpayers in terms of goods and services that they expect from their tax dollars and from the government.
One of the provisions about Congressman Ross's bill that you write about in this letter is the creation of a new third-tier federal employee pension system called Secure Annuity Employee, SAE, and you write, in which new hires with less than 5 years of previous federal experience would have to pay 4% of their wages into the FERS pension fund. What's the difference between that structure and what happened when we got when we had CSRS and FERS at the same time, where you at that time you had two employees in two different plans?
Yeah, basically what happened was when the FERS plan was created back in the early 80s, there was, as a result of the FERS retirement system coming into being, that resulted in the defined pension benefit portion of the employee's retirement that under FERS of being about 50% of what the civil service retirement system was. Now, to make up some of the difference between the CSRS and the FERS employees were paying into Social Security. So they have an expectation that that when they retire, they will have a piece of their retirement coming from the Social Security system through a Social Security annuity. So that's the main difference. And the other difference was, at least initially, the FERS employees got a larger or had an advance opportunity to enroll in the Thrift Savings Plan, which the CSRS employees subsequently were eligible to also participate in, but they had a lower employer contribution for CSRS employees.
I guess what I'm getting at is, though, Mr. President, it seems that there doesn't seem to be a lot of dissonance among employees, some of whom are in CSRS and some of whom are in FERS, as far as them being jealous of each other, for lack of a better term. And so I wonder if there's the potential, because this security annuity employee program would create a third level or third layer of type of employee, if that should or shouldn't be a concern in that way.
Well, I think the concern with this new proposed system is these federal employees, if they came under this system, would be finding themselves taking home a much smaller paycheck. Number one, when you look at the amount that they're going to be expected to contribute, they would be expected to contribute the 4% to their pension, and then they're already contributing 6.2% to FICA. So that's a total of 10.2% of their gross pay that is going into retirement benefits. So they're looking at a significant reduction in terms of their take-home pay. Let's take, for example, a federal employee that makes $30,000 a year. Were this legislation to be enacted, their increased pension contribution would result in them taking home approximately $1,000 a year less than what they would currently be taking home today.